I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Frank Menichino, the new hitting coach for your Chicago White Sox, nice enough to take some time from Sox Fest to join us on Inside the Clubhouse. Good morning, Frank.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. We've been hearing a lot from the guys that had you as a hitting coach, that are learning about you as a hitting coach, that saw you and have hooked up with you a little bit in Glendale as a hitting coach early during this early winter time. The pugnacious part of you, the energy part of you, how would you define yourself as a hitting coach if someone asked you to?
Wow. well, you know what? I like to keep everything positive. I try to stay upbeat. I want to have a lot of energy for the guys. And number one thing is you got to be available. You got to be available. You got to know when to push these guys. You got to know when to lay off. But most important thing is being available and understanding how hard it is to play the game. I'll never forget how hard it is to play this game. And sometimes when you coach it for a long time, you kind of forget how hard it is to play this game. And hitting's hard, man. Hitting is really hard. So first and foremost, I'm available. I'm here for them. I'm only happy when I'm pissed, so don't worry about my face and me yelling. You know, so, you know, they understand that when I'm yelling and screaming and getting stuff done, it's for their benefit.
Well, you got Coop on the other side of it with the pitching, so you fit in perfectly, Frank. That's beautiful right there.
Yeah, a couple of New York grumps over there.
Yeah.
You know, that should work out.
And high energy guys.
Grumpy old men.
Frank, you know, that mental part of it, it's so massive, obviously, for these guys. And that's why whenever we talk about hitting coaches through the years, it gets frustrating for some people to talk about and think about, but it's anecdotal, right? It's about the relationships and the number of guys you can try to connect with. And it doesn't mean you don't coach everybody the same way, right? But you got to try and connect with as many guys in whatever ways they need as possible.
You got to learn the person. You got to learn what makes them tick. You got to learn how they think. For me, I want to learn how they think, what they think is right and wrong, and how they interpret it, right? Their perspective on it. So, you know, when you have your way of thinking and I'm saying something that you don't understand, I got to be able to say the same thing five different ways until they get it and they click with it, and now they have to commit to it and believe in it. And I, like, you know, my motto is get comfortable being uncomfortable. That's the only way you're going to grow. And sometimes you got to trick yourself into doing something that's right when it don't feel right, but you got to keep doing it, and all of a sudden, boom, it clicks and they get it. And results, especially in the big leagues, man, when you're trying to teach guys stuff in the big leagues, you know, young guys get there, maybe they're not quite ready, but we get them there, and now we're trying to teach them how to do stuff in the big leagues when it counts, because it counts. Money, numbers, your ego, it all counts. And when you're learning in the big league, it's really hard, because when stuff goes bad and you don't feel good, you're going to revert back to your old habits, right? So we got to get guys to commit, understand, and have a base plan that when stuff hits the fan, we go back to this base plan and go one at bat, pitch to pitch, one at bat, get things rolling. Let's do it right for the next 10 at bats so we could save the next 50.
So with that said, when you're dealing with all these different relationships and you were the Marlins hitting coach for a number of years and now with these guys, do you keep files or keep notes on, like, all right, this is how this guy works or this is how this guy works? How do you keep track of all these different guys in that way?
Oh, absolutely. You have to keep track. But what I also do is I make them keep track. So I make them keep track of when they're going good. I make them keep track of when stuff's not going their way, but they're still hitting the ball hard. They're not getting the results. I make them keep a journal on themselves. Some of them do, some of them don't, but I get on them about, hey, when you're going good, let's go back and look. Because now it's in their words, their thoughts, everything. They're not talking to me and trying to sound like me, and they're not trying to tell me what I told them. So it's their own words. Hey, I'm really doing good. Because when we're hitting and we're doing really good, we're oblivious. We're not thinking, right? We're just up there hitting. I feel good. You don't pay attention. So I try to teach them to pay attention how you feel. I'm not worried about what he's trying to do to me. I'm not worried about this or my hands or my load. I'm up there. Where's the ball? Where am I looking for it? And I'm going to get a good swing on it. And everything's confident. So I try to keep them in tune with themselves when I'm going good. And I'll even take video of them when they don't even know in the cage when they're going good. And when they say, well, you know, I did this and I did that. Well, hold on. Let's go look. Oh, you have that? Oh, I didn't even know you had that. Yeah, I got it. Let's go. Let's go look.
So that's interesting.
So now you put video to some words, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, shit, I'm good.
Frank Menichino joining us inside the clubhouse from Sox Fest for just a few more minutes. And you answered a question I was going to ask you, but I'll extend it out asking you how much technology, how much baseball lab stuff will go into Frank Menichino's way of helping his hitters coming into 2020.
If you have resources, the one thing I learned with the Yankees when I was there as a coach, my first time coaching, my first 5 years with the Yankees is if you have resources, you better be using them, no matter what it is. Because if one thing can help one guy, then it's worth it. Okay, use your resources, do your due diligence, make sure what you're saying is right, make sure that the player, you don't think the player can do something, research it, use the resource, make sure what you're saying is right. You know, there's nothing worse as a hitter when you have somebody telling you, hey, let's try this, let's try that. Throwing stuff and see what sticks, that's not good, especially in the big league. So you got to do your due diligence, use your resources, and I'll use whatever's available to me when necessary.
How do you approach that, knowing that you want to use all these resources available, but you're still learning about some of these people and what they can handle and what they can't?
You ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
Simple. You just ask questions. Hey, what do you got on this? What do you got on that? And then, you know, from my experience and knowing what works, and you start categorizing guys as, well, I did this with this guy. Let's see if it works here without the player even knowing, because you don't want to bring up other players. But I know, right. Hey, when this is going bad, I know this works. When this is not going bad, I know this works. And sometimes no video, nothing like that works even better.
Right.
I remember Frank.
The players want to always go and they want a quick fix. And sometimes there just isn't one.
Well, they all get here for some reason, don't they?
That's right. And you got to remind them of that.
I remember Frank Menichino as an Oakland A, a Toronto Blue Jay, utility infielder, a couple of pitching appearances. Forgive me, I don't remember you as a pitcher, Frank. But then he's all those years.
I never walked anybody.
Well,
I never walked anybody.
He threw strikes. They'll put it on the epitaph. He threw strikes. Frank,
that's right.
I'm fascinated by the cat and mouse game that goes around the big leagues. You know, you got all these pitchers who throw sinkers and sliders. So then all these hitters start using launch angle to jack the ball out of the park. And now you got all these guys throwing high fastballs and like 12 to 6 curves or sliders with the vertical drop. And I'm wondering what you think hitters now need to do to combat that way, because there's so many pitchers now throwing a high fastball and like a 12-6 curve or whatever to try and get them. What do pitchers need to do, or hitters need to do, I should say, because pitchers think they have figured out how to beat launch angle guys?
I will not answer that question.
That's great.
I will not answer that question.
Makes
that
sense.
Is for our eyes only, our ears only. Sorry.
Oh, no, yeah. Man.
I think it's a great question and it's a great answer because it shows how all in you are, even talking to a radio station about baseball, that this is for us and that's what I do and that's what we do. So I compliment you on that non-answer. I imagine Frank Menichino doesn't have many non-answers outside of doing radio shows, because the players tell me that you are Mr. Fireball when it comes to energy, and you are an open-minded guy.
Well, I like debate. I teach my players how to eliminate me. I don't teach them to rely on me. I teach them how to think for themselves and relate. And I'm all about the bait in the cage. If I say, hey, you need to start doing this, and they're like, well, hold on. I don't need that. I'm doing this. I encourage the debate. I don't mind an argument in the cage. I don't mind the player coming to me and saying, this is my plan today. I'm going to do this. And I'm like, really? You're going to do that against this guy? Yeah, I'm going to do that. Because I teach them, if you have conviction in a plan, even if it's the wrong plan, you could live with an 0-for-4, or you might prove me wrong and say, hey, I could do this, so I'm all for it. You know, I want them to be their own hitting coaches. That's the ultimate goal.
Hey Frank, a lot of sluggers are expected to be real good two-strike hitters now, too, and, like, transform into contact guys with two strikes. Is it possible? Is it possible that power hitters can adjust and become more contact-oriented with two strikes, or is it asking too much of guys?
What do you think? I got a magic wand in my pocket?
We thought you were happy to see us. I don't know.
Yeah, why not? Why not? You know, it's about an approach. It's about commitment to what you're trying to do. You know, but ultimately, there's some guys that we don't care if they cut down their swing or do this or do that. You know, every player is different, but why not? Why can't a guy with that has, just because he has power, he wants to be a good hitter? I mean, there's a lot of good hitters out there that have power and can waste a lot of pitches with two strikes and ultimately hit a mistake. So, yeah, any hitter can have a two-strike approach and, you know, have a game plan to where I'm going to waste as many pitches as I can and I'm going to wait for my pitch. You know, we're not going to be afraid of strike one. You know, we got two strikes and we have a plan up there to put the ball in play and not strike. Simply just, I'm not going to strike out is good enough for some people.
Frank, I'm going to ask you a real dumb question because I specialize in these. When it comes to Luis Robert, does he have Ricky Henderson ability, or is that limiting Luis Robert?
You know, when you got a 5-2 player, no, it's not dumb. I mean, you get in trouble when you compare players to other players, because then you're limiting them, or sometimes, you know, blowing them up a little bit too much and putting expectations on them. When you got a 5-2 player like him, you don't know what the hell he could do. You don't know. So you got to really spend a lot of time. You got to be with this guy and see the ups and downs and see exactly what he can and cannot do. You know, watching him in AAA last year, you know, just out-competing the talent, you know, you don't know. And I get questions about him all the time. People want to do interviews all the time about him. And a lot of times I don't know. We don't know what he could do.
It's exciting, though. It is exciting to even think about it.
We talked to Nick Madrigal last hour, and that kid's contact skills it seems special, Frank, from everybody that we've talked to, and I'm looking forward to seeing him. How special is his ability to make contact, and is that something that's teachable? Like, can you learn from whatever Madrigal has learned and done his whole life so far?
You know, that's a talent, right? Hand-eye coordination, having a feel for what the pitch is going to throw. I can make contact. He's got short levers. He's got, you know, when what I mean by short levers is not a statue like me. It's that he's got short movements to the ball, and he could put the ball in play. But sometimes that's a bad thing. Mm-hmm. And you guys are probably sitting there going, what do you mean? Oh. Well, when you could put the ball in play and you could hit a lot of different balls in the strike zone, you start offering at a lot of different pitches instead of being greedy and saying, I know I could hit that, but I'm going to wait for this that I could really hit good.
Hmm. Right.
You know, and I worked with Nicky last year about that, about shrinking the strike zone. It's hard to throw you strikes. I know you want to hit, but let's start being greedy and start hitting the pitches that we could do damage on and we could drive and we could make solid contact on. And then with two strikes, use that ability to not strike out, which he doesn't strike out. So with that ability, let's use it for you as opposed to helping the pitcher out.
Frank, we really appreciate your time, but not only your time, but the energy that you brought to this interview, the honesty that you brought to it, and the fun that you brought to it. I hope we can do it again sometime soon.
All right, you got it, guys. No problem.
Hey, Frank, thanks. I look forward to asking you the high fastball question in person. See if I can get an answer that way.
Yeah, look, That was one of the pitches I love to hit, was the high fastball.
Uh-huh.
So you guys want to throw high fastballs? It's already up there. All we got to do is touch it.
Frank, thanks again. Frank Menachino, the hitting coach of the Chicago White Sox, joining us for an entertaining 15 minutes. And with him and Coop around,
come on,
it's going to be exciting.
Let's go.
If you ask a question, be ready for someone in your face with what are you talking about, or a very good non-answer from a very good question.
I refuse to answer that question. I loved him in The Irishman, by the way. I thought he was terrific in The Irishman.
His answers were too long, just like the 3.5-hour show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.